Hi, this is Brad Easterling, IPM agent here in Glasscock County with another weekly update. You know, we're kind of in the same boat that we've been for the last several weeks here now. You know, once again, hot, dry, sitting here waiting on a rain. You know, cotton overall is about what we would expect, you know, with the overall conditions we've got. Irrigated's up. It's holding on right now. Places that got a little bit better water are doing a little bit better. Short water, you know, really needing a drink right now. Overall, we're anywhere from about cotyledon stage up to some of this early stuff. We're looking at 8-9 true leaves. We're starting to put on a few squares, starting to grow off a little bit. Dry land, awful lot of it isn't up. Probably isn't going to come up if we don't get a rainfall here pretty quick. Some of the dry land that we got in real early or was in the northern part of the county and got a little bit of a shower, it's up anywhere from cotyledon up to about 4, maybe 5 true leaves. Downside is most of it is just kind of sitting there. You know, the roots have got down into some moisture, but it's not a tremendous amount of moisture, and it's just kind of sitting there, not really growing. You know, one true leaf every 10 days maybe, so it's just really kind of hanging on and really looking for a drink right now and really hoping that it'll get something and take off. Otherwise, we're not going to do just a whole heck of a lot with it. You know, otherwise, we're just sitting here waiting. You know, insect standpoint on this, cotton is real light right now. We had a kind of an early flush with a little bit of thrips out here, but that's all kind of backed off right now. We're seeing a handful of cotton flea hoppers in some areas, but at this point in time, it's very, very light. Nothing that I've seen that I'm really concerned about. We're picking up, you know, 2 to 3 per 100 plants out here. Nothing that I've really got my eyes or my interest concerned about right now. But, you know, we're still out here looking. It's pretty early right now. Other than that, right now, we're looking at some corn. We got real fortunate last week when our temperatures were predicted to be just extremely hot, well over 100 degrees for the majority of the week. And as it turned out, we stayed below 100 most days, 97, 98. And all of our corn, for the most part, was looking at pollinating. As it turned out, we had a lot of pollinating corn and temperatures were a little bit lower. And it looks like we're going to set a little bit better crop than what we were expecting. You know, everything looks good right now. We're still short on water and really needing to rain, but overall the corn crop's going to be a little bit better than we were anticipating with those high temperatures coming in. Grain sorghum, we're not quite to boot yet, but getting real close, needing rain on it as well, considering that the demand is really fixing to pick up on it. We've got an awful lot of dry land sorghum out here. Otherwise, you know, we're okay. You know, with the lack of rainfall, our yield potential for everything has already been, you know, reduced right now. And each day that we go without rain, our yield potential goes down just a little bit more. But otherwise, we're sitting here waiting on a rain, not a whole lot of activity, not a whole lot that's changed from the previous week. But that's about all we've got from the St. Lawrence area this week.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.